USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. Abortion foes from around the USA have gathered in Washington for a very different March for Life. This is the first one since the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade.
We refuse to lie to our patients. We refuse to pretend that abortion is health care.
Dr. Christina Francis, an OBGYN, leads a group of pro-life doctors. A common theme among the speakers, the job is not over. They must push for a national abortion ban. Planned Parenthood President Celine Richards says that's contrary to the majority in the USA.
People do not want this right taken away. It was done by a very partisan Supreme Court, and it seems to me that the Republican Party is not listening to voters in America.
Are House Republicans listening to former President Donald Trump when it comes to spending cuts and the debt ceiling?
Under no circumstances should Republicans vote to cut a single penny from Medicare or Social Security.
In a video message he put out today, Trump is calling for cuts in foreign aid, immigration programs, and what he called climate extremism. Thanks for the thanks, but Ukrainian President Zelensky also says
hundreds of thank you are not hundreds of thanks.
And tanks is what Zelensky really wants from the West right now. Germany, which has tanks nearby, has so far refused, saying the U.S. should send its tanks. The Pentagon did announce a new $2.5 billion military aid package for Ukraine. Google's parent company is cutting about 12,000 jobs as it pivots to more reliance on artificial intelligence. And among the cuts announced at Amazon this week, people have been working for about a decade on one of former CEO Jeff Bezos' favorite projects, drones that would deliver packages. As Netflix announced better-than-expected earnings, Regal Cinemas is closing about 40 more movie theaters around the USA. 4 months ago, the big theater chain filed for bankruptcy. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Elon Musk, in his role as CEO of Tesla, may testify today in a San Francisco civil trial. Some Tesla shareholders are suing Musk over a 2018 tweet that he'd secured the funding to take Tesla private. The shareholders allege that tweet cost them millions in trading losses. An attorney for the shareholders told the jury Wednesday Musk lied when he sent that tweet. In California, two big counties and some other public entities are suing the Golden State's biggest power company, PG&E, for damages that resulted from the 2022 mosquito fire.
The suit alleges PG&E's equipment was the cause of the fire.
In the aftermath of a devastating utility-caused wildfire, public entities and specifically local governments can suffer a suite of damages as they respond to the emergency.
That's attorney John Fisk, who says damages include loss of revenue and assets. Most local roads are not equipped and were never intended for large truck traffic, like fire trucks, debris removal trucks, and reconstruction trucks. I'm Victoria Idoni.
Another crypto firm is out of business in the wake of the collapse of FTX. Crypto lender Genesis filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in New York City late yesterday. It's real currency up for grabs in the Powerball drawing tonight. The prize is now up to at least $473 million. Richard Johnson, USA News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.